"Do you want to stay?" he asked. I didn't know how to answer. All I wanted to do was stay with my family, to turn back the clock a year, back to a time when being a wife and a mom was all that I knew and all that I wanted to be. But I was unworthy to be a wife, a mother, and a child of God. How could I stay in a place where I didn't belong? How could I ever live on the surface again? How could I ever be trusted to love? "I can't," I said. "I just can't." Again, he asked, "That's not what I'm asking you. Do you want to stay?" Loving his wife as Christ loved the church, Michael reached down to me with a hand of grace when I needed it most. When every thought told me that I was unworthy of love, something miraculous happened that changed the way that I look at marriage and the way that I look at our Savior. It was the realization that I am saved by nothing but the power of grace. Perhaps that's how the woman who was caught in adultery felt when she was brought to Jesus. Face to face with her Savior, she was left with nothing but his hand of grace. What did Jesus write in the sand with his finger that day? Some say he was listing sins, and perhaps he was. But a part of me will always wonder whether it was an invitation that beckoned her to come home, to a place where sin is washed away by the blood of an incomparable Savior. There is incredible power in the words of Jesus Christ, who said, "Neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more." John 8, verse 11. It takes incredible strength for a man to echo those very same words. I didn't deserve Michael's love and forgiveness. I didn't deserve a second chance. I didn't deserve my family, and I didn't deserve to be loved by those whom I hurt. But in that moment of darkness, when one person in this world cared enough to display the covenant-keeping love of Jesus Christ to his church, I turned from my sin and clung to the grace of God that is strong enough to break the bonds of sin and death. It's strong enough to graft one man to a woman when everything in this world threatens to pull them apart. I was called out from that place of grace while wondering whether God could use the testimony of someone who was broken and tarnished like me. Even after I came to a place of healing, digging this up was the furthest thing from my mind. I wanted nothing more than to encourage women with joy, to offer them a Pollyanna view of marriage that brought a smile to their day. Housekeeping schedules, adorable printables, and entertaining articles that were easy to swallow with their morning cup of tea. That would be the easy road, but as time went by...